Welcome back to Head Games with Rick Bucher. We want to thank Jared Bell from USA Today for his insight into that Chargers game against the Patriots, and Len Dawson, our very own Monday morning quarterback, and of course, Michael Strahan. What a great, articulate guy he is. I guess when you have to make it through the spotlight and the heat of New York media, you have to either survive or not, and you got to find ways to do that, and he showed me a lot today with his contributions today. But Rick, let's talk about a guy who's been a bit of a disappointment, a guy whose knee issues have been more important lately. He's going to Detroit. Do you think that Chris Webber has anything left in the tank?
He certainly has something left in the tank. It just depends on what level. It used to be that you looked at him as being a cornerstone player. He's not that anymore. He's a complementary player. The big question is, will he accept that? Going to Detroit, there's nobody who loves to be loved more than Chris Webber. He made this decision almost as soon as he got the buyout from Philadelphia. And it is the best place for him. The Lakers, as far as his offensive talent, he would have fit in nicely with their triangle. But the big issue with him, with his knee problems, is that he can't move defensively anymore, so he needs to be surrounded by a quality defensive team to allow him to stay on the floor to take advantage of his offensive talent. The Detroit Pistons allow him to do that. He has a great big man next to him in Rasheed Wallace, an underrated Antonio McDyess, and then he has great guys on the perimeter. Tayshaun Prince, another great defender. So it's the best choice for him, and he gets to go back to Detroit, his hometown, and maybe make up a little bit for the people that feel that the way things ended with his career at Michigan and having the banners taken down, that he owes them a little bit. And so this gives him an opportunity to give them a little bit of payback.
Well, thanks for joining us, Rick. I got to say that in that system with those established players, I think he's going to be redeemed and surprise some people. But thanks again for joining us, buddy. Appreciate it.
You got it.
You're the best. Rick Bucher, ESPN Magazine. Tomorrow, Steve Young, the legend, Tuesday morning quarterback, will be joined by Jim Beatty on Major League Hot Stove on Wednesday, and Howie Long from Fox Television. Finally, Luke Jensen, crazy Luke Jensen from ESPN, Lexus, and IBM on the Australian Open. Stay with us and go to Head Games Radio, headgamesradio.com, for all the highlights. We'll see you tomorrow.